Hey, this show is entirely listener supported. That's you. You're a listener. If you want to support the show and find out how to get bonus content and early episodes and monthly video hangouts with me and Jeff, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. No, but
give me like a good two, like a fortnight. One fortnight and I'm in.
Yeah. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
You like the Planet of the Apes movies, Anthony?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them.
You like the new ones? The new ones are good.
I like Rise.
Yeah.
Rise was
really
good.
But the first one was...
First one was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it, I think, as much as a lot of other people hated it.
Yeah.
But I did like Rise. I like a lot of the weird ones late into the 70s game,
mm-hmm.
where they start getting like super strange and there's a lot of time travel and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like the ones
yeah.
that they did on Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. The original one's a classic. Sure. I like Planet of the Apes. Who wouldn't like Planet of the Apes?
I like the thought experiment that Planet of the Apes has. There's another thought experiment that we got sent to us that's kind of like Planet of the Everythings.
Okay.
Because Planet of the Apes is Planet of the... If apes
It's pretty
evolved,
self-explanatory, yeah.
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 If apes evolved to be as intelligent as
I
humans.
I like you're about to be like, Planet of the Apes is Planet of the Apes.
There's apes on the planet.
There's apes on the planet. These apes are also with us. Yeah, so... So apes become as intelligent as we are.
Yeah, there's a site called BBC Future that does these What If series. And this is an article... doing a what if about basically a Planet of the Everything. What if every animal instantaneously became as intelligent as human beings? What if we all became equally intelligent? Because we talk about the fact that animals are more intelligent than we think.
Yes.
But what if they were self-aware?
Nope.
No? What
no.
do you mean no?
No, listen.
You're not going to allow it?
Listen,
I will not allow it.
You know me. Here's my thing. My position on this show has always been we need to treat animals more fairly because animals are smarter than we think.
That's right.
Here's the thing. The second an animal looks like it's as smart as we are, we need to destroy it. They're allowed to be smarter than we think, Jeff.
Right.
They can't be as smart as us.
Right.
That would be bad. No, everything comes toppling down if they're as smart as we are.
We lose our dominion.
We are literally the only thing we have over every other animal is we're smarter.
That's a really good point.
We have nothing else over them. What do we have? Better senses?
No.
Are we stronger?
Way
no. Are we faster? No.
We're fucked.
We are 100% fucked. Here's the way it goes down in my brain.
Yeah.
Number one, never go swimming again.
That's for sure.
Because I'll tell you what, I would categorize very few animals as legitimately mean.
Mm-hmm.
The few animals that are legitimately mean, your apex predators, your bloodthirsty anger machines.
Which, by the way, I loved their first album, Bloodthirsty Anger Machine.
Please. And it's like, it was like pre-MTV,
you
know what I mean?
It was so good.
Before they turned into kind of like a parody of the Bloodthirsty Anger Machines, where it was like, guys, you're not angry anymore. You're like rolling around in Bentleys.
You're barely bloodthirsty. You're just regular thirsty at this
point.
Yeah,
you're just regular ass thirsty. You're not even thirsty because only poor people are thirsty. No, the second you step into the ocean, you're dead. Most of our apex predators that are just like, we run this shit are in the ocean.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the animals that we're genuinely afraid of are confined to specific climates. So I don't know, like, you don't have to worry about a polar bear. This isn't Lost.
Yeah, but I feel like a polar bear could hang out in warmer climates if it was self-aware and was like, what the fuck am I doing in the snow?
Well, I think, no, because it's just not built for it, man.
Hey, Harvey, let's get out of here. Let's go down into the sunny area. Look how nice it is down there.
It does look nice. I mean, it looks a lot better than here.
What are we doing? You know what? Yesterday, when I suddenly became self-aware and intelligent, I said to myself, hey, I did that too! Yeah, I know. Well, maybe not as much. Maybe slightly less than me. I'm just saying, there's a scale.
Sure. I read about that. It's called a bell curve.
Right.
But supposedly that's racist. Am I allowed to say that there's a bell curve?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've
only been intelligent for 24 hours.
Yeah, and you know how...
On a basic level, it makes sense, but I could see how it's socioeconomically incorrect and insensitive.
Right. We inherited a lot of problems when we became self-aware. It's tough.
But I'm catching fish so much easier now that I know nets.
But here's the thing. We don't need to eat fish anymore. Look down.
Also,
look.
The fish are screaming a lot more.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Having a conversation with them now is such a pain.
Hi, Aquaman. Yeah, I could go for a little bit warmer, I guess. I have one question, though.
Okay.
We have many, many layers of subcutaneous fat.
Uh-huh.
That we keep up by eating an amount of fatty fish and oily foods.
I'm just big boned.
That are supposed to keep us warm.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna be all right outside of cold?
Well, you know, I wasn't gonna call you out on the whole, racist thing. But the fat shaming, I'm going to have to call you out on that.
Okay.
Because, no, you know, now I feel terrible about my layers of subcutaneous fat. And you know, I've been working on myself.
Yeah.
And I've been, ever since yesterday when I became self-aware.
You look great. Hey, listen, one thing that I know.
Yeah.
27 hours into being intelligent.
Right.
Is you don't need to worry about cultural pressures and cultural norms for what is attractive and what isn't. I'm not saying fat as in fat. I'm saying fat as in the actual substance, subcutaneous fat.
Uh-huh.
I think you look wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I think you're beautiful, and I don't think we need to subscribe to this magazine cover idea of beauty.
Well, I agree. But I'm saying that we could go down to the beach and hang out on the beach, and I don't have to feel bad about myself.
I don't think you should feel bad about yourself either. I'm just wondering if you're not going to be warm.
Well, maybe I'll be warm.
And so they were. They were very, very warm. And they died.
So this article,
God, what do you think? Okay, it's, what's the most dangerous? What's the most dangerous thing? What's the thing we have to worry?
Well,
I'm gonna say birds, just because you know I'm afraid of birds.
Yeah,
I don't like birds. I think birds are up to shit.
They would be so smart. They'd be like, "We're up here. Well, fuck you."
Oh, just imagine just swooping.
They could swoop.
Oh, they could swoop
and steal. They could swoop and steal, and then swoop again.
Here's the thing. Would we all live together? Would we fight? We'd fight. Man, I got a lot of... Okay. I think this article is going to say that we all fight.
It
every
does.
Species fights.
It says World War III breaks out.
We lose. No matter who wins, we lose. Batman v Superman.
I'm surprised that you're as bleak as this article, because my first thing...
Are you?
I'm imagining a BoJack Horseman-esque level of living with the animals
integrating and sweaters.
Them, yeah, integrating them into society. We've got adorable
animals don't care about our idea of society.
Yeah,
animals
true.
Don't care about sweaters. They don't want to wear a sweater just because
they're
cause
already
we
warm. We've established that. They're already very warm.
Some of them are cold.
That's true. I think we could live in harmony with all of the animals.
No.
But you're saying, and this article is agreeing with you, that basically everyone fights.
Here's the thing. I think, number one, we can't live in harmony with the animals because, number one, we are too militaristic. And also, we're used to running the earth.
Yeah.
That can't happen anymore. We're used to being able to going in to where an animal lives and decimating it for like palm oil, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We're used to just like destroying shit and being like, now we can put this in toothpaste. Goodbye.
That's true.
And all the animals are like, all my fucking stuff was here.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking all my shit. I've never used toothpaste in my life. I'm fine. You motherfuckers.
Fuck
my
you.
My family lived in that tree.
That's some good whitening shit. That tree was good whitening shit.
You shitbox. Meanwhile, down on a near microscopic level, a bug is screaming up at that mammal going like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you're getting angry, stomping around, you destroyed my whole town!
Yeah.
It's gonna be war!
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a whole level of scale of war that will be... You're right in the sense that we have a series of rules, and the animals would be like, fuck your rules, I have fangs and claws.
Yeah.
I don't need your rules, I have fangs and claws.
You better put on these pants if you want to talk to us today. Oh, okay, well, actually what I'm going to do is fucking decapitate you.
Yeah.
Instead.
And then, what we have then to retaliate with that would be our series of tools that we've devised.
Mm-hmm.
Jets and tanks and guns and things.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the first meeting of the new UN.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'd like to ask the chimpanzee representative, you'd put on some cargo shorts or something? It's just everything's hanging out
yeah.
at the UN.
That's how I like to be.
Is that an affectation? Is that, do you have to do that?
Or are
you
doing that? I can.
Are you doing
it's
that?
More than I can.
Are you doing that to make us feel uncomfortable? Is all of this, I don't want to generalize. Is all of this kind of like a monkey style power play for dominance?
Oh, monkey style now? Yeah. Now we're just qualifying things as monkey style?
I'm saying that we have always worn pants at the UN. We will always wear pants. We've all agreed. Everyone's wearing pants.
The elephant's not wearing pants. I want to call out the elephant in the room right now. He's not wearing pants.
We also have a no digressions for puns rule at the UN. It's not cool.
He's right. I'm not wearing any pants. I'm just saying. Nobody acknowledges me ever.
Listen, monkey.
Talk to Harold.
Okay, hey, I have not deferred the floor. We are still talking about this.
Man, this always happens.
Just cool out! Yeah. So this, animals that could use our tools. Well, monkeys.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Primates. Apes.
That's the problem is that we have tools, and then we would attack them with our tools, and then, like the Planet of the Apes, the things with thumbs would be like, hey, these tools work with our hands, too. Just like in that Rise of the Planet of the Apes when he gets a machine gun and he's like, oh, this fucking rocks.
What if, though, I mean, they are stronger than us. They are more agile than us. They would have the ability to use our tools. Could we count on an innate part of intelligence being our laziness and self-centeredness?
Ooh, maybe our laziness will be our salvation.
Well, our laziness would become a global laziness shared right. by all animals. And then maybe like, yeah, sure. Maybe there would be like a militaristic group of apes, but maybe there would be just as many apes that are just kind of like sharing Netflix passwords
yeah.
and like not leaving the house and yeah. like playing a lot of video games and stuff. Like my kind of apes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, those are the first to die.
Maybe once they get our tools, they're just kind of like, oh yeah, this is kind of dope.
Yeah, as long as we can get past that initial speed bump of aggression, and we can just mellow the fuck out after that. Be like, yeah, okay, everybody calm it down.
I woke up in a cage!
Yeah,
Have I always been in a cage?
I got bad news for you. Yeah, you've always been in a cage.
What the fuck, man?
You were, honestly...
I'm a murder you!
No, please don't.
I'm a murder I can just open this?
Well... We didn't anticipate you'd be able
what
to figure that out.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, it's cool, man.
I'm gonna hit you.
No, seriously, just put some pants on.
What?
Don't hit a man with your penis hanging out. That's all I ask.
You don't get to, I was in a cage.
No, I know, but now you're out of the cage. We're all cool, right? Hey, dude.
What is that?
That's Netflix.
What's that guy doing?
Oh, that's Daredevil. He's a superhero. He's doing some
Is that all in one take?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, right? Sweet fight scene?
Whoa!
Yeah, I know.
All right, I'm gonna murder you.
No, please don't.
But, like, I'm gonna finish this first.
Do you want some Cheetos?
What is a Cheetos?
Here.
These are tangy
mm-hmm.
and delicious.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Is it's the texture. It's a fun texture.
Yeah, no, look at your fingers.
Oh!
Yeah, all right, now lick those off.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow, so as you're eating, it's like a snack for later.
It is a snack for later. Could you put on some pants?
No, I'm not budging on the pants thing, and if you ask me one more time, I will rip your arm off.
All right, fair enough.
But I'm down to watch some Daredevil.
All right, thanks, bro. You just got to get past that initial aggressive, the little aggressive bit, and then we're all cool.
I wonder how long it would take them to learn to use our tools. Like, if you, because it's basically long. Like putting my dad in front of a computer.
Yeah.
If you put a monkey in front of a computer, like, you're like, oh no, once they figure out how to use our military technology and all of our computer networks, motherfucker, I got my dad a DVD burner like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
They're not even, DVD burners are now obsolete.
Yeah.
They've come and gone in the time since I got him a DVD burner. He hasn't successfully burned a DVD once.
But see, the problem is
He's a PhD.
But the problem is, Anthony, if we could wait like 50 years after they became self-aware, then they wouldn't be able to figure it out. But if you put a kid in front of a DVD player, they can figure it out.
Neuroplasticity.
No, yeah, exactly.
You're talking a youthful ape.
Yeah, the entire planet becomes self-aware and intelligent in an instant. They become like hyper-intelligent babies. Like, all a bunch of sponges soaking up information. And we're fucked.
It's like a bunch of teens.
Exactly.
And they're just like...
They're all angsty.
Yeah, they're so full of themselves, and they think they know everything. And the problem is, like, every time you have to ask them how technology works, it reinforces that in their heads.
Yeah. What we'll have to do is just supply the apes with a series of guitars and drum kits. Just distract them with music.
I'm realigning the planetary satellites now.
No, no, no. Hey,
we will have the entire defense network in 15 minutes.
Montgomery. Look what I got. Look, check it out.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Hold on. No, this is dope. I know how to...
Please.
Ding, 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 ding.
Please don't play Stairway.
Ding, ding, dude. Zeppelin rules, though.
Yeah, I know. We all agree.
Ding,
but...
ding, 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 ding. Now go back to the satellites.
Yeah, could you please just destroy
us all? Just wipe us out. It's fine.
Meanwhile, in the other corner. Oh, just kill me!
Ding, 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 ding.
You know, that wasn't a real gorilla the first time. What? That dude was wearing gorilla face? That guy was my hero. That's fucked up. Realign the satellites.
Series of ape super bands. Gorilla Palooza goes on tour.
Oh, God. The real problem is going to be apes like trading fish shows. I'm like using
it's actual fish shows.
It's like Aquaman.
All their songs about avoiding the polar bears.
I refuse to allow fish to be any smart, even though in this experiment they are just as smart as us. I refuse to allow them to be any smarter than that old Dave Chappelle bit.
Yeah.
Hi, Aquaman.
All the fish songs are called fat asshole about the polar bears.
What are the chances of it being just like a Flintstones-esque universe?
I like that idea. I want BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, they're all just doing stuff and just like looking at the camera and going, it's a living.
Well, Flintstones, they're all still doing it for the benefit of the humans. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
One of the points this article makes is that all the herbivores are screwed.
Oh, because they use up all their energy just eating.
Yeah, they need to eat such a large portion of their waking hours that they have no time for all the organization.
I feel that. I feel that herbivore life.
Yeah.
I know what they're talking about.
They're like, wait, what? What were we supposed to be doing? I gotta eat some more grass.
It's just gonna be herbivores and then hipsters and hippies like me.
You're like, an herbivore.
Yeah, I know. Just going up to the herbivores and being like, listen, I know what you're talking about. Like lentils. Just going up to deer. Just like, listen, I'm going to help you out. Lentils, okay? Uh-huh. That's where you want to be. Like black beans. Uh-huh. This is going to be good. You can buy tofu now.
Is it weird that I'm still terrified of cars?
No, they're destroying the planet.
Okay, good.
No, we're all terrified of cars. Awesome. Anybody who's smart, anybody who's truly woke.
Sweet scarf.
Thank you. I wear it no matter what temperature it is.
So basically, this is a bad idea. We like the idea that animals are smart, but they can't be too smart.
No, because primates wind up winning because they would have
the advantage. They have strength.
They have everything we have plus the ability to tear our arms off.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
bad.
Yeah,
so it would become Planet of the Apes.
It would become Planet of the Apes. But you know who's still a human in this situation?
Humans?
Brian motherfucking Cranston.
Oh, nice.
He's still a human.
He's the best of us.
We've seen. We still have Franco. We still have Cranston.
Well, I don't know about Franco.
Franco was like borderline.
Yeah.
He had good intentions, I think.
That's true.
Yeah, what do you guys think? What animal winds up on top? It's between primates and birds for me.
Birds could just stay out of it until the end. They swoop and they stay out of it, and then they just... pick over the remains.
Vultures.
Of the, yeah.
Literal vultures.
Yeah.
But you know what? They need us to stay alive, though.
It's true.
That's the whole thing with those kind of like scavenging creatures. But I think birds, condors and shit, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just like a California condor coming down at you? What do you do? You don't do anything.
Try to talk him through it and be like, just please don't pet. Ow!
Please don't.
yeah.
off a cliff. Yeah. yeah, I think it's either birds. I think it's either birds or primates. I think we lose. What do you, we would like to know what you guys think.
Yeah.
You could let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those high Aquaman. And hey, just
you make
as,
it sound like this, but I'll please.
Yeah, just it's spelled the way it sounds. Guys, baby Kylo is almost upon us.
Oh my goodness! Don't scare people.
We want you to know it's only scary to you.
I know, but it sounds
don't
like...
scare person. baby Kylo is almost upon us. The heir to the Kanata fortune.
Yes,
the Kanata.
He's gonna be sad.
The Kanata Ford commercial fortune. Is nearly born.
Cannot afford is right. Cannot afford anything.
He's going to be born telling jokes like that. It's unfortunate. It's genetic. We just want you to know we're going to continue making episodes as uninterrupted as possible. We may go down to fewer episodes a week. We may bring in a guest host here and there. We're not going to stop entirely. But hey, just be a bro. Be cool about it. And tweet Jeff scary things about parenthood.
Oh, God.
Just all the scary things you know about parenthood, tweet them at Jeff while he's potentially out for a couple of weeks. And we love you.